Thank you for having me on and giving me a chance to talk to all your listeners.
Well, you know, I wondered whether I was going to get a chance to talk to you again. Now, you took the job as deputy governor was around February 3rd. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And what is your assignment from the governor?
So I am focusing. There are two deputy governors and a chief of staff the governor has. And my job is really working on jobs and economic development and everything that impacts our ability to bring business and put people back to work in the state. Outreach to Human Services, which I did a lot of as the former comptroller, and really just more the external focus of the office. The other deputy governor is focusing on a lot of the internal things, lean management and making everything in the state work better. So the chief of staff runs kind of everything day to day. So a lot going on in the office, and I'm happy to help the governor.
Now, the courts have been deeply involved in how money is spent in the state of Illinois. Much of state of Illinois is actually being funded by judicial fiat. I mean, if you look at it in a very official term. And so people keep appealing to the courts, whether it's hospitals that want to be paid or whatever the case, this time around involving legislators' pay. This involves not only the fiscal issue, but the principle of the matter with the state without budget. Yesterday, a judge had his voice saying, can you explain what the judge did yesterday?
Yes, the judge yesterday ruled, so maybe just a little background. In April last year, I made the decision, because we were so far behind in paying schools, human services, our hospitals, employees, state health care, as an example, that rather than prioritizing pay for elected officials, I was going to run the payroll on the due date as required by law, but put all of our paychecks in line with the rest of the state's bills. And I thought that's really the fairest thing to do. Why should those of us who are elected to office be prioritized over everyone else in the state? We should all be waiting in the same line. Yesterday, the Chicago judge ruled that we have to pay legislators on time, that their pay is now going to be prioritized before our schools, our human services, et cetera. They are more important. And I haven't seen the order yet. My understanding is that the basis of the decision was that the comptroller does not have discretion to be able to decide when people get paid. And I just want to make it completely clear, because there's a lot of confusion on this. So for your listeners to understand, when I put the pay in line, I never used discretion. I actually ran the payroll on the due date as required by law. I just put all the paychecks in the same line. We were never stopped being paid. We were significantly delayed getting paid, as was everyone, as is everyone today in the state that's owed money by the state. And that Comptroller Mendoza has continued that process until the judge's ruling yesterday. Now, the judge ruled that we have to pay everyone, all the legislators, immediately, rather than asking for a stay of that while she appeals it. Unfortunately, Comptroller Mendoza is going forward to catch up everyone's back pay immediately. I really think that's disappointing, and she should have stood by her word earlier and gone aggressively for the taxpayers, for everyone else in the state that is owed money, and asked that political pay be in the same line with everyone else's pay.
Well, Leslie Munger joining us, former comptroller, now deputy governor for Bruce Rauner. And the Associated Press report yesterday afternoon stated that Susana Mendoza was going to speak to the lawyers for the comptroller's office and then was going to ask for an appeal after speaking with her lawyers. That from the Associated Press yesterday afternoon.
That's correct. And so, again, it's good that she went ahead and said she'll appeal. Unfortunately, you know, she's used the AG as her attorney rather than seeking outside counsel, which, you know, something as important as this, when it impacts all the citizens of the state, I think it's important to avoid even the slightest appearance of any conflict, and so that people have confidence in the process that is followed. And I think it's fair to say the AG is not independent. I mean, her own pay is in line with the state's bills. And her father is head of the legislature of the people that sued me to force payment. So having outside counsel going aggressively to get a stay on this payment to stop this until an appeal can be brought before the court, I think would have been a better action to take. And, I think it's concerning that she didn't go aggressively against it, and she has not used outside counsel.
As the former comptroller, you have a singularly unique point of view.